This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gonzalo, it's good to have you back on the show. I wish we were talking about a result and a win. And unfortunately, we're not. And I'm curious, you know, where are you in this process of trying to figure all of this out? We've been close. We've played well. But we haven't been able to get the results we wanted.
Yes, just like that, just as you said, I think we are close. You can see that the team at times plays very well. I think the last game at home against New England was a good proof of that. But eventually, when you go on the road, I think it's very difficult in MLS, and there are many teams that are also strong at home, and LAFC is no different to that. So we're just trying to find that balance on being good at home, trying to get better results at home, and winning, which normally we have done. But obviously, try on the road to get more solid performance. Then the results are not terrible, because tying in Orlando, tying in LA is not the worst thing in the world. But obviously, we want to play better and eventually on the road. So trying to find that balance, trying to put a solid team strong, and try to do better next time.
It is United's manager, Gonzalo Pineda, with us guys on the WaitForIt.com hotline. I know that Brad, you know, coming off that Achilles, to get the injury he got up there at Yankee Stadium, he's battling back. How proud of you are you of him, and how good he looked in L.A.?
Well, I'm very, very happy for him personally, because I understand against New England he took a lot of criticism for the first goal, and it what happened when you are a defender or a goalkeeper, any little mistake and it comes in the scoreline. So he got a lot of that criticism, but his response to that is, as expected, very, very good. He's a very strong goalkeeper, mentally strong. He's the leader of the players, and I think his performance was a proof of that, and I think that's going to put him with even more confidence to do the things that he knows how to do. So very, very proud of his response, and eventually he was a big part of us getting at least 1 point in L.A.
Gonzalo, at LAFC, we had all three of our designated players, but yet we didn't put a shot on goal. And that just doesn't even sound right. How do you describe what happened there? What did you see with why that played out the way it did?
Well, I think the first half, we were not sharp in the build-up, and we were not in the final third quite often. But even I said that, but then I think we had two good chances in the first half where, of course, we didn't shot on goal, but it was a very good chance that Thiago had in the penalty spot that he put over the crossbar, and then a couple more where we couldn't find Yaku, but we were in good areas to cross and have better decisions in that part of the field in that moment was important. After that, at the end of the game, we had that chance with the Jani inside the 6-yard box, and he missed it, but it was a good chance. So as long as we continue getting good chances, and of course we need to do better at finishing those chances, I think we're going to be fine. It's the first time we don't score a goal in a game. We were very good on that. We're the only team in MLS scoring in every match until the last game. So I don't think we are in a bad route on the final third and our attacking. I think we were a little bit poor in the last game, but eventually we're going to score goals. And it's a matter of if we can keep a couple more clean sheets and then we can get 3 points.
It is Atlanta United's manager, Gonzalo Pineda, with us here on Dukes and Bell. You talked about the attack. How tough is it from a manager standpoint and also from the player standpoint? Luis Araujo, we know he's going to be heading down to Brazil. You got him for 2 more weeks. Are you going to keep playing him, or is it maybe time to give some other guys a shot?
Yeah, that's in conversations. Still nothing definitive on that. Of course, I have probably to start to you know, that process to exit Luis Araujo. And I think he deserves a good exit, so I'm mindful of that, but also we need to start probably the preparation to when he's gone. So still nothing definitive on that, but we're thinking about options and when is the right timing for doing that.
That's a tough balance, isn't it, Gonzalo? I mean, you're right. He deserves a nice exit, but we're still trying to win matches, and you want to put the best combination of players out there. How tough of a process is that for you as being the manager?
Yes, that process has to be there, you know. And also the other part is I was missing Caleb Wiley. So Caleb Wiley was in the U20 yeah. World Cup. We're very proud of what he did there. He had a very good performance, in my opinion. And he's been playing as a winger. And so, you know, putting Derek on the right maybe in the future can be one solution. But now having Caleb, a natural winger that have had some success in the first part of the season, I think give me more options and more confidence in changing Luis Araujo in the near future. So we will see. Still, again, I have to see the lineup for tomorrow. I have to have a second thought on that. And tomorrow we'll try to present the best lineup possible.
It is Gonzalo Pineda with us. Gonzalo, you made your debut about 19 or 20 for Pumas down in Mexico. When you were a kid, was it hard finding fields to play? Because we're trying to raise money today, bringing awareness to soccer in the streets here in Metro Atlanta. What was your youth soccer experience like?
Well, I started on the streets as any Mexican player in my age, in my generation. We started on the streets and little academies here and there. But then eventually, you know, I always praise the streets because I think you learned a lot from there. A lot on the 2v2s and the mentality for me is very important. That challenge that you have by playing against your friends, against your neighbors, I think is very important for the mental side of the competition itself. So a lot of tricks, a lot of things that you learned there was very important. But eventually I got into little academies and then the main academy with Pumas that was pivotal in my development afterwards. But again, street soccer is pretty useful for me. It's where we all learn many, many things that normally they don't teach you in the academies.
Made you tough.
Right.
Didn't it? You guys are running into each other, throwing each other over curves. I mean, it didn't matter, right? It made you extra tough, and you weren't afraid to be challenged.
Yes, of course, and there's no referee, and you play the goals are two rocks that are 1 yard away from each other, and then the cars are coming, and you try to make the cars as they are driving, and then they come and start to chase you. So stuff like that, you know, you only learn on the streets, and you know, there are things like that that are impossible to understand in the present world, that nowadays everything is academies, and it's very good too, but I think we should take a look at replicating the same in the academy systems, the same type of competition and toughness and little things that mentally I think can support better the players in the future.
How cool is it that Lionel Messi is going to be playing in MLS?
No, fantastic. I think it's something that I think we still don't understand completely what is going to be having Messi in the league. I think we start yesterday looking at all the news on new followers for the league, for Inter Miami, the prices of the tickets, all those little things. But I think there are going to be many, many more things that may be changing in the future. I don't know, you know, the type of players we can bring and the amount of, you know, attention we can kept from the outside. And I think it's going to be just massive for the development of the league. And, well, we'll see in the future what else is going to change because of the signing.
Gonzalo, before we let you go, we're 5-1-2 at home this season. Important match tomorrow. I mean, we could get 3 points. We could possibly pass New England for fourth place in the East. The top four teams will earn matches in the postseason. We know how important these matches are. Talk to us about this game tomorrow at home.
It is a must win. I mean, and it's a cliche to say that every time you're at home, but because of everything you said, the last game, the frustrations in the last minute conceding a goal that it was a tie, I think we need this one to be a victory. I don't see any other outcome. I think the players know that. They are prepared. They are ready for the battle. And it's just a matter of in 90 minutes, can we be better than DC? So I expect a strong performance by us, and hopefully the 3 points are coming on our side.
Gonzalo, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow. Atlanta United, guys, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 7 o'clock pre, 7:30 kick. Gonzalo, thanks again.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.